and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
For this Wednesday, the 15th of March, good morning from the Master Command Talk Studio. Here's what people are talking about. The Dow down, the futures 500 or so, just mentioned a moment ago by Fox News Network. We'll track that through the day. People are also talking about sports. They're talking about Muncie Central High School. We will talk in studio with the principal. And this morning, that happens at 8:30, Chris Walker coming in. We'll also talk more about the Farm Festival Day 2 today. Good morning, I'm Steve Lindell. Emily Guffey is my producer in the Exia Command Center. Hello, Dad. Thank you for listening, too. Just to make sure you know where Emily is and what she's doing. She's doing great work. Here's what we have today. We're going to have our morning news check right out of the chute here. Let's start with the news of weather. Today, no problem. Should be sunny and bright in the Muncie, Delaware County area. 48's better. And then 33 tomorrow morning. 53 is the warmest day we'll have of the entire week. Though there's a 50-50 chance of seeing some showers after 2 or 3 in the afternoon Thursday. And then some showers into the evening. They are saying rain, not snow. 38 the low on Friday morning, first thing. And then 49 and breezy. Shower chances burn out of here. Should be a dry, but cool weekend. Not brutally cold, but cool weekend. So there's the weather check for you. We'll also talk about sports in a moment with high school plans. Mark Forrester certainly has been talking about what we're going to do with those two high school boys basketball teams for broadcast coverage on Saturday. We'll remind you in a moment. And let's now go into the morning news summary. I'm going to switch things up just a little bit. I'm actually going to go to the Colts news first. They call him Matty Ice. And Matt Ryan is, I'll let the story be told right now from our Network Indiana reporter.
After signing a new kicker, the Colts decided to deal starting cornerback Stephon Gilmore to the Dallas Cowboys in exchange for a fifth-round pick Tuesday. The Athletic was also one of the first to report Indy plans to part ways with quarterback Matt Ryan after just one season. The veteran QB threw for more than 3,000 yards, 14 touchdowns, and 13 interceptions in his 1 year with the Colts. Harrison Silcox, Network Indiana.
That's a bummer. Matt Ryan part of that, but I don't think it's a huge surprise to Colts fans or sports reporters or whatever. It just didn't quite work out. But I remember vividly, it wasn't that long ago, the announcement was made that he was coming to the Colts. We had a very, very lucky get with him coming to Muncie as his first in-person public appearance. That was during the tent sale that Toyota Muncie and Kia of Muncie does every summer. And boy, the crowd that turned out for that was just incredible. And it was a really great event. Very, very good man, good family man, and loves his wife and kids, talked about them a lot, and was very excited to be a Colt. Just didn't quite work out the way that he wanted and the way that Colts fans wanted as well. All right, the other thing that we do every single day is news and information on our several Woof Boom radio stations. Here's our morning news summary now on the new WMUN. When the severe weather is coming to your area, the National Weather Service says there's a way to get ahead of it. John Herrick reports on severe weather preparedness week.
There are different levels of designations that the National Weather Service will issue as a storm system gets closer.
A good way to think about the lead up to a severe weather day is from going from outlook stage to watch stage to warning stage. Think of that as ready, set, go.
Joe Neild with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis says a watch means conditions are favorable for whatever storm could be coming. A warning means those conditions have been spotted on the ground or on radar, and that means it's time to go and put your severe weather plan into action. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
More now on the Anderson apartment troubles.
I'm Peter Killeen. Talks continue between Anderson City officials and Bingham Square Apartments owners who are accused of poor property management and failure to use or return nearly $1 million in public money to upgrade the apartment complex. According to the Herald Bulletin, an attorney for the Anderson Redevelopment Commission saying that steps are being taken to address the problems, but he wouldn't say what they are specifically.
Here now is another health tip.
This is House Call for Health. The FDA issues new mammogram guidelines in an effort to help detect breast cancer earlier. The mandate requires mammogram providers to notify women if they have dense breast tissue, which can make it more difficult to detect tumors. The CDC says women with dense breasts have a higher chance of getting breast cancer and may need further testing. The agency says about half of women 40 and older have dense breasts. According to the FDA, all mammography facilities will be required to implement the new rules within 18 months. FDA Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hillary Marston writing in a press release, quote, "Since 1992, the FDA has worked to ensure patients have access to quality mammography. The impact of the Mammography Quality Standards Act on public health has been significant, including a steep decrease in the number of facilities that do not meet quality standards." For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
And State Senator Scott Alexander welcomed Muncie resident and Delta High School student Emily Hayes and Muncie resident and Delta Middle School student Hunter Reed to the State House recently. They served as Senate pages in February. They spend a day at the State House touring the building, observing debates in the Senate floor there, and interacting with their state senator. Next week is spring break. Some Muncie Community School kids are on a big adventure, according to Dr. K.
We have a group from Northside Middle School that will be going to London. We have a teacher who arranged a trip, and we have students that will be going abroad.
That's the CEO of MCS from last week's Delaware County Today radio show on the new WMUN radio. Even if COVID isn't top of your mind, the pandemic left behind plenty of problems for other Hoosiers. Donnie Burgess has that.
Overdoses, addictions, and daily struggles with mental health. Those are the battles several Hoosiers still face.
So in central Indiana, just like everywhere else in the United States right now, COVID has really impacted behavioral health and substance abuse negatively over the last 3 years.
Don Schroeder, CEO of Recovery Centers of America on Indy Politics. Schroeder says last year, Indiana racked up over 100,000 overdoses, and several teenagers are still trying to adjust to a somewhat normal school life. He says several schools have begun introducing new counselors to help kids along. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
And Dr. Dom Caristi, Professor Emeritus of Media at Ball State University, named the winner of the 2023 Distinguished Education Service Award from the Broadcast Education Association. The April 5 Muncie on the Move breakfast event is moving again. Due to an expected large crowd, the Horizon Convention Center will be the venue. The previous event had been held at the Fisher Building across the street. One thing that could protect you during severe weather is a helmet.
And it can be any kind of helmet.
A bicycle helmet, motorcycle helmet, something to protect your head.
Joe Neal is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis.
Because when it comes down to it, in a tornado situation or in a particularly intense straight line wind situation, you know, it's not necessarily that there's strong winds, it's that the strong winds are also blowing debris.
And he also encourages you to prepare your home and help your neighbors get ready for severe storms, too. This week is Severe Weather Preparedness Week. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
Now, a Viking-sized rescue.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A professional football player who helped save a man from a burning car makes today's Dean's List. Minnesota Vikings wide receiver KJ Osborne was in Austin, Texas, and in the back of an Uber car on his way home when he witnessed a car crash. KJ, the driver of the Uber, and two others immediately got out of their vehicles and worked together to help pull a man from the wreckage. The vehicle had burst into flames after the crash, and he was transported to the hospital after emergency vehicles arrived. arrived. KJ made a statement on social media that said, "Most of the time the saying goes, wrong place, wrong time. But this time, I believe God had me, us, at the right place at the right exact time." He thanked three other heroes that helped him and said he would be visiting the man in the hospital. He says God is real and his love is real. He will send his angels to be camped around you and provide you with grace and mercy. Thank you, KJ, for your faith and your bravery. Janice Dean, Fox News.
And the rate of long COVID has decreased in the U.S., but researchers caution there is a risk of vaccinated people experiencing long-term symptoms from COVID, even reinfections. Seven researchers who spoke with NBC News estimated that the current risk for vaccinated people is 10% or less, though some believe the odds are smaller.
That is our morning news summary airing on all of our Woof Boom radio stations, six formats, 10 frequencies and building, using our voice to build our community. This is Delaware County Today, the live radio talk show for Muncie and Delaware County on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. Free streams and on Alexa, play WMUN. Let's get an outlook for what today is shaping up to be.
It's March 15th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Shoe the World Day. So many take for granted the shoes we wear every day that sometimes we forget there are millions at home and around the world who do not have access to proper footwear or must go barefoot every day. More than 500 million children, teens, and adults each day around the world suffer the indignity of lack of proper footwear in all sorts of conditions and terrain. Donating shoes, sneakers, and other footwear can go a long way to help dealing with this staggering problem. Also on this date, in 44 BC, Roman Emperor Julius Caesar is assassinated by 40 Roman senators. The conspirators had hoped the death would put an end to Caesar's popularity, who had attained the status of dictator for life. Instead, the killing had the opposite effect and sparked a civil war. Ultimately, Caesar's death marked the end of the Roman Republic and the start of the Roman Empire. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams, and on Alexa, play WMUN. Donan Cruz texted me this morning, the head coach of the Ball State men's volleyball team. They are home tonight, 7 o'clock. The Ohio State University is coming into town. I also heard some rumors that they might do something either just prior to the match or somewhere during the match with some honors. I'll look into that and see if we can get that before the end of the show. Let's save some money now for our listeners. There is an app for that.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Budgeting can often be nerve-wracking, but it doesn't have to be with help on the way through budgeting apps. There are many to choose from depending on your lifestyle, and the good thing is not all will cost you. There are several things to consider when you're looking for a good budgeting app, like flexibility to customize your budget based on various factors like income and account syncing. You may prefer to track transactions manually, or maybe you want real-time tracking. User experience. Are you okay with ads or credit card offers or categories that can't be personalized? And cost. Some budget apps are free, while others you might have to pay for extra features. Some budgeting apps include Rocket Money, which is free, but you'll have to pay each month for premium features. And Mint, which is an all-in-one app allowing you to connect your bank accounts, watch your income, and track your spending. Or the Simplify app. However, it will cost you, but there's a 30-day free trial. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And on the new WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams. About 27 tons of what rains down on the Earth daily from space? I'll have that answer next on the new WMUN.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you paying attention to China, Russia, and Ukraine? Any reminders of the Cold War days? If you've been on the fence about buying gold and silver, now is the time to make the call. Securing your IRA or 401k with real gold and silver is a portfolio protection plan, and Oxford Gold has made it as easy as 1, 2, 3. Call Oxford Gold right now and ask about bonus opportunities you may be eligible for. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-GOLD.
For Ball State men's and women's basketball, one season is complete. The other still has a little bit of postseason basketball ahead of them. We'll talk about both aspects in this big week in sports. It's presented by Mancino's and Muncie. We're right back after this.
Bump, bump. Bum, bum.
Would you calm down? We're in public.
It's just that. Look, man, I haven't had a Mancino's grinder since last week. The real question is, how are you not this excited?
First time, actually.
Whoa, pump the brakes. Get this man a pizza. Stacked.
Mmm. Oh, man.
Right? Is that fresh? Isn't that good?
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, it's just that good. Mancino's Pizza and Grinders on Bethel in front of Rural King.
Ball State men's and women's basketball had a historic combined season. It's only the fourth time in Ball State history that both teams reached 20 wins individually. For the men's team, it's their first season with 20 wins or more since 2017. For Ball State women's basketball, it's their third 20-win season out of the last 4 years. For the men's team, they fell in the Mid-American Conference quarterfinals to Ohio. And for the women's team, they made it to the semifinals before falling to Bowling Green. Ball State women's basketball received an invite to the WNIT and will compete in the tournament this week. Thanks for listening to this Big Week in Sports presented by Mancino's and Muncie.
Every 6 minutes, a utility line is damaged by reckless digging. So Indiana relies on 811 superheroes like Steve the Plumber.
I contact 811 before I do my work.
Mary the Gardener.
Before I plant a tree, I contact 811.
And Mike the Landscaper.
I dig for a living, but always contact 811.
Prevent damages or injury. Call 811 or go online, indiana811.org.
Sponsored by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission, this station, and the Indiana Broadcasters Association.
People are talking about the all-new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. And this is the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Good morning, good morning. It's Wednesday, the 15th of March. The Delaware County Farm Festival continues. Day two is today. I'll get to that in a moment. About 27 tons of what rains down on the Earth daily from space? The answer is dust. Dust. 27 tons of dust rains down on Earth daily from space. There's your water cooler talk for the day. Does anybody have a water cooler anymore? Boy, I am old. Steve Lindell, radio buddy, host of Delaware County Today on the new WMUN. Biscuits and gravy being served again right now across town in Muncie at the fairgrounds to start the day at the Delaware County Farm Fest. Had a great time there yesterday talking to everybody and meeting with the kiddos and stuff. We're going to be there for a 10 till noon event today with WLBC, one of our other stations in Wolfboom Radio Group, supporting that event forever, 43 years and running. I have not been around for all 43 of those years, but if I had been around for that long, I would have been there every year. The first year they did it, by the way, we heard that yesterday during our live interview. Maybe you noticed and were paying attention. They had the Farm Fest around the courthouse. They didn't go to the fairgrounds. They had farmers and tractors and implements and whatever just in the courthouse area or the streets around the Delaware County Courthouse instead of at the fairgrounds. This is Delaware County Today, and technology is something that we always like to keep you on top of, too. Bottom of our guest in studio, stand by for Principal Walker, but some fascinating stuff now about how the internet is getting way, way out there.
Fox on Tech.
You've heard about Elon Musk's SpaceX special internet project called Starlink. It's a network of satellites that can deliver broadband high-speed internet service across the planet. Musk has had a few competitors in this realm, including OneWeb, which just used SpaceX to launch some of its satellites. But now a new player is unveiling its entry into that race. Amazon debuts the three terminals it will sell to customers of its upcoming Project Kuiper. Among those terminal options are a small personal one that can travel and a large 30 by 19 inch device intended for offices with delivery speeds of up to a gigabyte per second. What makes Project Kuiper different than some other companies is that it's much more like SpaceX's Starlink, meaning like Elon Musk, Amazon owner Jeff Bezos has his own rocket company and can send up his own satellites. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
On the new WMUN, very nice alliteration there at the end, Evan Brown. I'm Steve Lindell. This is WMUN's Delaware County Today. And I have the info about the egg hunt. Yeah, the Knights of Columbus in Muncie has a big one every year. In fact, I think it's the biggest one. And Mr. Robertson sent me this. The Knights of Columbus on Purdue Avenue in Muncie, behind the YMCA. You know where that is, don't you? They will have their April 8th Easter egg hunt at 10 a.m. sharp. They have 4,000 eggs and 500 prizes, and all are welcome to attend. They have three age groups. Not sure which age group they'd put me in. Pretty sure adults aren't allowed to do it. Brad Robertson is the one that sent me this, and I appreciate Brad for sharing that this and every spring. All right, we're just minutes away from our guest in studio. We're looking forward to our conversation with Principal Chris Walker from Muncie Central High School. That's coming up in a moment on the new WMUN.
Hey, it's Mark Forster, the Coach's Corner, live from Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill, and Crestview Golf Club will return April 1st as winter sports competition coming to a close. Spring sports are ramping up.
Hear from area high school coaches, players, and administrators about their athletic programs on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, WMUN, Muncie.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything now at Menards. Update your home with a new Spectra gutter system. Gutters are essential for controlling rainwater runoff from your roof. Choose from three in-stock colors. Right now, Spectra gutters are only $8.99 each after rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through March 19th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you a master of organization? Thrive under pressure? Do you love radio like we love radio? Here at Woof Boom Radio, we're looking for an assistant commercial traffic director to join our pack. Don't let the assistant part fool you. This job is important. You'll be responsible for keeping all the commercials on track and the sales team in line. But don't worry, you'll have plenty of furry friends to keep you company. To be successful in this role, you'll need to be a pro at multitasking, have excellent communication skills, and be able to work well with others. And if you're a dog lover, even better. At Wolf Boom Radio, we take our work seriously, but we also know how to have fun. It's a good salary, benefits, and a work environment that's as friendly as it is professional. So, if you're ready to join the pack, apply at wolfboom.com. This has been a message from Woof Boom Radio. We can't wait to meet our new assistant commercial traffic director. Woof, woof.
The Daily WMUN Delaware County Today Radio Show with Steve Lindell.
Hi, my name is Nicolette Tarasciano. I'm a planetarium assistant at the Charles W. Brown Planetarium. I am an undergrad at Ball State University.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on out in space. That's part of the reason I chose to study it. You never run out of things to look for.
His name is Samuel Sermon.
Radio is still one of the most leading platforms where misinformation isn't there. Like, there's still a strong trustworthiness in what we're saying. They're speaking truth to power. And for people to kind of like sometimes worry about, oh, is this still relevant? Is still this, that, and the other? Oh, it's very relevant. It's still very prevalent. And it has a responsibility here in 2023.
Weekdays, 8 till 9 a.m. on the Talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and free streams. Alexa Command, play WMUN. Addition to the new WMUN, the Talk of Muncie,
the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Good morning for Wednesday. Already Wednesday, the 15th of March. The tournament opened last night, what they call them the play-in games, or the first four of the NCAA tournament. The bracketology, I think, officially kicks in Thursday, right? Isn't that the first round game? Something like that. We're awaiting our guest. He is en route to our building on the south side of Muncie. Principal Chris Walker will be arriving momentarily and will be whisked into our talk booth. And we'll have a live conversation about all things Muncie Central High School in just a moment. Daylight saving time kicked in over the weekend, as you know. I hope you know by now, because if you don't, have you been late for everything all week? Isn't that? Yeah, you'd have been an hour late for everything through and including today. Anyway, a study from a few years ago found that the average adult won't feel normal again until the Thursday after daylight saving time begins. So many adults won't even fully adjust until sometime this coming weekend. And kids, many won't adjust to daylight saving time until early next week. Really? Really? Sorry, I'm going opinion here for a second. Come on now. It's 1 hour. And it happened on Sunday while you were sleeping. Come on now. I tell you a fun story about my grandfather, God rest his soul. Grandpa Pintock, who lived to be 90 plus, he was such a great guy. He told us and the family that for daylight saving time, he didn't like it. He didn't like it at all back there in Minnesota, okay? He didn't like it at all. And the reason he didn't like it is because he felt like, and he was a very smart man, very smart. He felt like he lost an hour of sleep every night during daylight saving time. So it wasn't until the fall when the standard time kicked back in that he gained that hour of sleep back and he felt better, you know, for the rest of those days moving forward. Anyway, I miss my grandpa. He had such a great garden, by the way. We're getting into gardening season now, right? We're getting closer. He had the most incredible garden, Grandpa Pintock. He had corn, you know, like big, tall stalks of sweet corn. Not field corn. Sweet corn. And it was the sweetest sweet corn. He had tomatoes. He had potatoes. He had cucumbers, which were turned into pickles oftentimes, not always. Sometimes they were just used as cucumbers or cukes, as Grandma Pintock and my mom called them, and still do today, by the way. Oh, cucumbers. I'm thinking about, oh, do you hear my mouth watering? The cucumber salad that my mom makes, and now Nancy makes because mom taught her the trick, and my mom in Minnesota, who could be listening now on Alexa if she knows the command, I wouldn't be surprised, but she told my beautiful wife, Nancy, how to make it, the recipe, and all of the tricks to make it even better, because sometimes, apparently, good cooks and chefs, this is just a rumor, they leave out a step or two or an ingredient, you know, just to make sure that their version of whatever it is that's being prepared or cooked is just slightly better. But I digress. Walking into the studio now is the man, the myth, the legend, the hairy-faced Chris Walker, principal of Muncie Central High School. And what I know is that the beard is well, it's filling in. Are you going Brad Pitt type beard, Principal Walker, or are you looking for the full fledged, you know, mountain man look?
Well, I don't know if my name and Brad Pitt have ever been in the same sentence. So Right. Thank you for that, Steve.
Absolutely.
And
no
good
charge.
Morning.
No charge. Good morning.
Thank you. I don't know. I've kind of trimmed it up, and
okay. Looks good and tight.
The
nice
kids,
job.
As I walk through the hallways now, they don't look at me kind of as crazy as
a typical day.
A typical day. You know, now
that's not true.
Now that they've gotten a little used to it, but as I run into a few of our parents and grandparents around town, they make comments that they're like, "Hey, my students." told me about this, that you were kind of letting your beard go. And I said, yeah, I've never done that before, but I'm giving it a shot. Well, so at least right now, no one's told me to completely ditch it. So so we're going to give it a shot still.
Oh, we're glad that you're here. This is the principal of Muncie Central High School. He is a Bearcat. He is Chris Walker, and he is live in our studio this morning with a lot of things to cover. And again, for that, for those that may not have heard this segment before, we've been doing it how many years now? I mean,
oh, this is my seventh year, Stephen. You got me started almost shortly after I arrived.
We do it because we want the community to know what's going on. I mean, we know there's reading and writing and arithmetic and all that stuff. And, you know, we're always proud of our scholars, too, and the work they do from a scholastic standpoint. But behind the scenes, we get some different sort of looks when you come in to do this. So we appreciate this. And I know pulling you away from school is difficult, because you got a lot of important work to do there in the building. But well, thanks
yeah,
for
sometimes
doing
it's tougher than others with our schedule and all the things that our students and staff are involved in. But Steve, I try to every time before we leave. Thank you for the opportunity to let us on your airwaves, let everyone know what's going on in the world of Muncie Central. And as long as you'll continue to have us back, we'll be here
forever. We will do it forever.
Great.
As long as I'm here, and I'm not going anywhere. Let's
not
talk about academic awards. Let's just dive into that subject.
Yeah. So we have a couple things that this time of the year that come up that we always get a chance to recognize our students for what they do in the classroom. So right now we have two students we'd like to recognize. Nora Quirk. Nora was selected as Muncie Central's recipient of the Storer Scholarship. The Storer Scholarship has been around for a long time here in Delaware County. Most people probably remember that the school that was named after Mr. Storer, you know, existed, and Mr. Storer was quite a businessman and banker here in town that was quite wealthy and left part of his estate for a scholarship that's been endowed for many, many years.
That's great.
And each high school in Delaware County selects one person for that. And our winner this year was Nora Quirk. And Nora is a fantastic student leader for us. Academically is, you know, like almost a 5.0 on a 4.0 scale with all the weighted classes and tough classes that she's taken over the course of her high school career. But Nora was selected as our Storer Scholarship winner, and then we just received word yesterday, so hot off the press.
Oh, this
Steve.
Is brand new breaking
yeah,
news.
Yeah,
where's the breaking news sounder?
Right.
Breaking news sounder.
But the National Football Foundation, what we consider to be one of the most prestigious academic awards for Indiana high school football players, their Central Indiana chapter has a Scholar Athlete Award, and our very own Titus Waters was selected as one of this year's Scholar Athletes. So he'll be going down in April to the Colts Complex for a really nice banquet, and Coach Padgett told me he'll end up getting some kind of like Heisman-type award, like the trophy, but Titus is a fantastic student athlete. I think most of us know Titus, and the last time I was on your airwaves, you kind of challenged me to go have a cage match with him. Luckily, he did not accept. Or maybe I did not offer when I got back to that send-off for him for state finals. But Titus obviously is a gifted athlete in wrestling and football. But academically, he's close to the top of his class with over a 4.0 GPA as well. Wow. And really excited for him to win that award. And we'll be able to celebrate him in April. And Nora is actually in the running for another academic award, Indiana Academic All-Stars. And we hopefully will be able to make a nice announcement at some point in April. Wow. With where she stands with that. So our Bearcats are getting it done in the classroom.
This is Principal Chris Walker, our guest live in studio on the new WMUN, The Talk of Muncie. This is Delaware County Today. I'm Steve Lindell, and we're talking about fine arts now. Let's do some info behind the scenes about that at Central.
Well, we're very blessed. I always feel like that our fine arts programs are one of the anchors for what we do at Muncie Central, whether it be with our performing arts, with band and choir, what we do in our actual art classes with our 3D and 2D artists. So we're very blessed with our fine arts program, but want to give a shout out to Mr. Jones and Mr. Durkach with our Bearcat choirs. They sent 38 of our Bearcats down to our ISMA, which is our state music association, their state solo and ensemble. All of the students who participated in our ensemble and our solo events received a gold rating. And we also had one of our students, a freshman, Sean Wyatt, got the highest rating, which was gold with distinction. So in their performances with our State Music Association, did a fantastic job. And to walk away with gold ratings at state solo and ensemble is a really big deal.
Chris Walker, principal, Muncie Central High School. Lo, those many years ago when you were a student, did you sing for any of the school events?
I did not. not.
Did not.
I did not.
I was in one operetta.
Really?
One.
Okay.
So apparently it wasn't very good because they didn't ask me to do it.
Well, maybe it was so good that you couldn't duplicate that.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
The performance was Where's Charlie? I was Charlie.
Okay.
And I misunderstood the premise of the operetta. So, Where's Charlie? I thought I was always supposed to be off stage or behind the, you know, the scenery or whatever. So I never came up front. And apparently that was a misnomer on my part.
Was that before or after you were a tree in one of those productions?
That was in elementary school.
Okay, okay.
You remember that story?
I sure do.
I'll tell that one closer to Christmas for those that haven't heard that. It's a good one though, isn't it?
It is.
All right. Okay. Now, what is this? AP artists.
Yeah. Our AP artists, Miss Doherty and Mr. McCallop, who are our art teachers, 2D and 3D, they do a fantastic job with our students. Steve, it's amazing to see the talent of our students in terms of their artistic ability. So we actually had a partnership with the Muncie Makes Lab, just right over here off Walnut Street, where they actually hosted a show for our AP artists, where they could display and kind of welcome in the community to see their work as they're prepping for their portfolios, for their advanced placement submissions. That'll be coming up here in May. And it was a fantastic crowd. My wife and I had a chance to go by there, and my daughter and my son, and check out all their work from their 2D creations and their landscapes, and then our 3D creations with some of the sculptures and things that they've done. Truly phenomenal work. We posted some of those pictures on Twitter, but wanted to give a shout out to our AP artists, kind of some unsung heroes of Muncie Central that put in a ton of hours, really not for a whole lot of credit. You know, they're not really on display a lot. So for them to have this opportunity to display their artwork in a very professional setting was fantastic.
All things Bearcat this morning with Principal Chris Walker on the new WMUN's Delaware County Today. I'm Steve Lindell. Let's go into athletics for a little bit. You mentioned Titus and the greatness he had with the grappling and so forth. Wow, he undefeated until the very end.
The very end,
holy
yes.
cow. And I know I was bummed. I was on vacation when the Bearcats, the boys basketball team, fell out of the tournament. But what incredible steps have been taken for the
Absolutely.
Bearcat boys team.
Yeah, I mean, truly phenomenal. And I was talking with Coach Olam the other day, and, you know, we finished the season 15-7 in the regular season, obviously lost to Mount Vernon, who ended up making it into the sectional championship there, and probably picked the worst time of the year to probably play our worst game.
Hey,
it happens, right?
Yeah.
But we had a chance to talk just the other day, and it's like 15 wins, you know, knowing that the recent history that our program's been through and just struggling to be successful competitively. And
Good things are ahead.
We're just over the moon with the direction that the program's headed. And Coach Olam was in just the other day going to work out with some of our kids individually. And, you know, we're really excited about the trajectory of our basketball program. And, you know, it was fun. You know, I know one of the fun things about being the principal at Muncie Central is you always hear stories about back in the day.
Uh-huh.
And the historic North Walnut Street Fieldhouse back in the day was the place to be.
Yep.
And while this year we had some great crowds, most folks from back in the day would tell you that, it was nothing near what it used to be, which is probably right. But it was nice to see that buzz back in the field house this year.
Uh-huh.
And we always appreciate you and Wolf Boom Radio for coming out. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Supporting our student athletes and broadcasting our events. And, you know, it's just nice. I feel like that here in Muncie and Delaware County, when our local high schools, when their athletic programs are successful, it really makes things really nice around the community.
Yep.
And
I know you've got to be excited for your Delta brethren and your Wapahani
dudes
for their success.
Hey, we're excited for both of those programs. Coach Detweiler up at Delta and Coach Luce at Wapahani. We feel like that we should have had Coach Detweiler. We had him down 15 and let it slip away. And I'm pretty sure Coach Luce, with that one loss they have to the Bearcats at the very first game of the year, knows that they let that one probably slip through too, because they were definitely a better team at that time than us. But wishing both of them good luck in the semi-state, and hopefully they get a chance to play for a state championship.
Last couple of quick things here. North-South All-Star Game, you have one to be proud
Absolutely.
Of.
Absolutely. So speaking of Coach Olam, his son Joey, who was a transfer in this year when Coach Olam took our basketball job. Joey's been a fantastic student athlete for us. Had a great football season, great basketball season, but just got a prestigious honor for him. He'll be representing Muncie Central and part of the North squad with the annual North-South All-Star football game. That'll be in July, on the 14th of July at Decatur Central. Always a big deal to have one of your high school students on that North-South team, and we're excited for Joey. He did make a commitment to go play football at DePaul next year, and we're excited for that as well. Joey will be representing the Bearcats in July at that All-Star game.
I see there's also a state finalist.
We do.
This Saturday the 18th.
Yeah, so our unified bowling team, which is comprised of our special education students and some of our partner athletes, but our unified sports here in the state of Indiana have taken off over the last several years, and it's a great opportunity for our students to be able to compete. And our unified bowling team won their sectional, and then you got to wait and find out, okay, did we score high enough to be able to make it into that top realm to go to state? And we're currently ranked 15th, and we'll be making the trip this Saturday to the state finals. So congratulations to all of our unified bowlers.
Yeah, I was out of town when that basketball game happened. A little rundown on how that went.
Yeah,
and everything.
So our unified charity basketball game, students versus faculty, the students nipped us.
They
got us.
They seem to always
be. Man, they rub it in, too.
My
boy Josh Johnson and Joey Stover and those guys, boy, they don't ever let us forget that every day since then they beat us. And but that is always one of the funnest nights on the calendar for us, and a great chance for our community to come together and support our students and see them outside of the classroom and out there having fun and a good time. And probably the best part of the night is Billie Jean from Michael Jackson came on in the middle of the game, and next thing you know, Joey Stover's in the middle of the court, literally doing his dance like Michael Jackson. So if you haven't seen it, I'll make sure that you get a chance to see it, Steve.
Please do.
Joey's quite the entertainer, but always a great night, and appreciate everyone that supports us and all of our students.
Thank you to you, Principal Walker, and all of your teachers, your educators, your staff, everybody behind the scenes, working hard every day to make sure those kiddos have great experience, good learning in the classroom and elsewhere within the confines. Thank you for your great work.
Well, Steve, as always, thanks for the opportunity. And you always give me a chance to kind of give a platform for shout-outs. And this is the time of the year where any principal worth anything is giving a shout-out to their teachers and their staff. I mean, we have spring break next week. I know all of us are aware of that. I know you were joking about daylight savings time on my drive-in and whether people knew that or not. But we know it's spring break next week. And it's that tough stretch from when you get done with winter or Christmas break to spring break. But our staff is doing a fantastic job. Our teachers are doing a great job. And we are... Any of our success at all at Muncie Central is directly attributed to what our staff does for our students and our families. So we love them, we appreciate them, and I hope they get some rest next week, and then we'll be back. And next thing you know, you and I will be talking about graduation and summer school and all those fun things. So it's coming faster than maybe we wanted it to.
Awesome. No, no, no. We love it. It's all good. Principal Walker, great to always talk to you.
Thanks, Steve.
As we continue with more of Delaware County Today, coming in a moment on the new WMUN.
Farm equipment and supporting the community. Community is their specialty. Reynolds Farm Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, is a proud supporter of local high school sports. Reynolds Farm Equipment is a leading John Deere equipment dealer serving farmers, homeowners, landscapers, and commercial contractors rooted in Indiana. Reynolds Farm Equipment has been serving and supporting the community for 68 years. Visit ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com to see if they can help right here in your community.
Do you, right now, at this very moment, need a 60-pound gas-powered jackhammer capable of mashing to dust concrete or any other form of solid earth unfortunate enough to get in its way? Probably no. Like, I'm in my car with my kid, man. Settle down. Point is, you don't need it now, but who knows what the future holds? So why invest when you can rent from the best? A Rental Service Company has the tool for any project. See their wide selection of inventory now at arentalservice.com and be prepared for all the projects the future holds with A Rental Service Company.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
The big game is over. Valentine's Day is done. And let's not even talk about taxes. But there's one place where the fun never ends.
After Dark.
Visit After Dark for your one-stop, have some fun shop. Locally owned and operated with an expert staff to help you with your most personal shopping. After Dark has the best selection of lingerie, menswear, lotions, novelties, party goods, and more. Throwing a party? After Dark can help. Bachelorette parties, retirement parties, divorce parties, your own private parties. After Dark has got you covered.
After Dark.
Plus, buy one, get one free DVDs every day, not just for a limited time. So get into After Dark today and have some fun tonight. On Kilgore and Muncie, on Mounds and Anderson, on Johnson and Marion.
After Dark.
Have fun when the lights go out with help from After Dark.
Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today. With Steve Lindell.
On WMUN, the talk of Muncie, getting ready for high school basketball this weekend. We're going to have the Wapahani game and the Delta game. Wapahani 10 a.m. tip. That game will be on Wolf Boom Radio's 96.7, 102.9 FM free streams and all that. And the Delta boys game is scheduled for noon Saturday. That one will be right here on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM free streams. And Alexa Command, play WMUN. New feature from Fox News Radio is called True Crime Minute.
I'm Laura Engel with your Fox True Crime Minute. A murder confession behind bars in Missouri. A prisoner who has been locked up for decades for a St. Louis area murder has pleaded guilty to one of four other deaths he has been linked to by prosecutors. 73-year-old Gary Muhlberg, who was dubbed the package killer for the manner his victims' bodies were found abandoned and packed into containers, was sentenced to life in prison last week in the 1990 death of 21-year-old Sandy Little. Prosecutors said in September that Muhlberg had confessed to killing Little and three other women in 1990. The confessions came after prosecutors promised not to seek the death penalty. A police detective reopened the investigations in 2008 and found DNA on one of the bodies that matched Muhlberg. You can get more on this story at foxnews.com and subscribe now to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Laura Engel with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Part of Delaware County Today on the new WMUN. We try to bring you compelling talk here. We also have sports talk, of course. Dan Patrick starts in about 9 minutes today and most every day of the week. We actually try to keep you healthy, too. Those that suffer from migraines, we have some new information for you.
This is House Call for Health. Relief in sight for migraine sufferers after the FDA approved a new nasal spray. The agency giving the green light late last week to Pfizer's drug Zavspret for the treatment of acute migraine with or without aura in adults. Aura refers to any neurological disturbance that appears just before or during the start of migraines. The new fast-acting medicine offers quick relief from the crippling pain caused by migraine headaches. Angela Wang, the chief commercial officer and president of global biopharmaceuticals business for Pfizer, writes that Zavspret underscores Pfizer's commitment to delivering an additional treatment option to help people with migraines gain relief and get back to their daily lives. Pfizer will continue to build its migraine franchise to further support the billions of people worldwide impacted by this debilitating disease. The Migraine Research Foundation says migraines affect 39 million people in the United States. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
On the new WMUN, presidential candidates and non-candidates are out there talking.
Democracy 2024.
Republican presidential hopefuls, both those who've officially announced and those who are waiting to announce, have been to Iowa this week, the first state to hold a Republican nominating contest. And lately, education has been a key talking point, as Iowa recently passed a school choice bill. Former President Trump commended the state's governor at a rally in Davenport.
As president, I'll fight to expand that right to every single state in America.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis hasn't officially announced he's running yet, but told a crowd in Des Moines that he's made education a priority in his state.
And that's why we've done things like ban critical race theory from our K through 12 schools.
On the Democratic side, while President Biden has said that he intends to run, he's not officially announced yet. Tuesday, he did announce an executive order relating to firearms, directing the Justice Department to ensure gun sellers are running background checks when required. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And on the new WMUN, Delaware County Today, I'm Steve Lindell. That'll do it for today's program. Honestly, I don't remember who I have tomorrow. We'll think of that. We'll plan for that. I do know later this week, I think Friday morning, you will hear President Jeffrey Mearns from Ball State University as a guest. And there's always content that comes up overnight during the day. We try to start your day with all of that and more. What Muncie in Delaware County is talking about. It's Delaware County Today. For my producer, Emily Guffey, on the other side of the glass in the Axia Command Center, my name is Steve Lindell, host on the new WMUN.